Welcome to another episode of The Last Post Radio Show. You're with Greg T. Ross, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with Peter Thelwell, CEO of Veteran Legal. Welcome to the show, Pete, and how are you?
Thank you, Greg. Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Pete, just to, I suppose for listeners' education, et cetera, a little bit about yourself before we get underway, and then we'll move on to Veteran Legal. What's your background?
I'm a solicitor. I did my law degree in the UK, where I grew up, and then moved here when I was in my mid-20s, and I was admitted in Australia and Queensland, and then began commercial practice from then on, specialising in business law. I then had one of my largest clients, who's now my business partner, was then an allied health professional, very focused on treating veterans. And we sought to understand the veteran journey more and more, gained a lot of insight from veterans themselves, other professionals involved with providing services to veterans, and identified a number of gaps in the various services that are available to veterans, including assistance with compensation claims. And the focus on compensation claims has developed a large amount in the last 5 to 10 years, and even more so recently with the Royal Commission. So it's something that's forefront of many veterans' minds, and so the demand for assistance has never been higher.
Yes, indeed, and we all have the Royal Commission firmly in our minds still. What makes the veterans' journey so different and at times difficult, Pete, in your observation and work?
Like anything, any legal process, it's written in legalese, you know, so that it's not, they're not written in a way that the layperson can understand very easily. And so that's no different for the veteran community. You add that to a bureaucratic process of processing that legal process, and the convolution and the complication can only be heightened. So when people who deal with these kind of issues day in, day out, are much better placed to understand and navigate the system.
And do you think that, I guess obviously for the lay person, but to the veterans also, the complications in the process makes it more difficult for the vulnerable? Is that what you're trying to ease here?
Absolutely. You know, the reason they're applying for compensation is because they are vulnerable. They have many different issues. They're often in a lot of pain, or dealing with quite traumatic issues from their time in service. And then you add the stress of a legal process to that, and it only heightens the difficulties they face. And oftentimes, many veterans give up in trying to navigate it, which is obviously not what we want.
Indeed, and bless you for doing that. Is there a common demographic amongst clients, age, position, etc., or do you find it's from all over the place?
No, yeah, very, very, very varied. We have veterans who are still serving, you know, in their early 20s. We have veterans in their 80s, quite commonly, who have never got around to sorting out, you know, or understanding what they might be eligible for.
Yes, I suppose it's all about an education process too. We're speaking with Peter Thelwell, CEO of Veterans Legal at the moment. Pete, what are the services offered from Veteran Legal, and how do they help?
Yeah, so how we sort of positioned ourselves when we first started looking into what was available to veterans, we identified that there were three main options available to veterans. One was that they could do it themselves, which we just discussed is quite challenging. Another, at the other end of the spectrum, is the sort of big law. You know, so I won't name names, but, you know, big, well-known law firms, often who specialize in personal injury, often have a military compensation division. You know, that is quite an expensive route, and also limited to just the law part of the claims. And in the middle, there were advocates. Mostly those advocates in actual training come through RSL or other charitable organizations. And then more recently, there are paid advocates who aren't necessarily advocates in all instances, they're often just veterans themselves or people who've, you know, knowledgeable about the system. And We identified that, those advocates aren't lawyers. They don't have legal qualifications to help people with the legal process. I'm not knocking their understanding of the process and their knowledge, but to be legitimately helping someone with a legal process, we felt it should be a fully registered law firm. So we've positioned ourselves as an alternative to those advocates in terms of the fees involved, but also are keen to assist the client, not just with the legal aspect of the claim, but handling and managing the entire process. So ensuring that they get adequate diagnoses from medical professionals by identifying veteran expert doctors and psychiatrists and other professionals who can assist with the various reports and diagnosis assessments that are needed as part of the evidence related to the claim. So we like to think we're a one-stop shop. So veterans, we can handle that whole process from start to finish for the veterans.
Yes, that's well said too, Peter. And I guess from what I've heard with Veteran Legal there, as far as you have lawyers, advocates, veteran doctors to help through the entire process, which is a good thing and a relief to those that may want to get in contact with you for some advice. Why is it important? You've been through this a bit just previously with your answer, but I guess if you could reiterate to the listeners why it's important to have expert legal advice with DVA claims, because of course they can be very cloudy occasions going through all that paperwork.
Yeah, so like I say, in the simplest form, it is a legal process in the same way that buying and selling houses or buying and selling a business or navigating a divorce, these are legal processes. And many people can offer a lot of knowledge and understanding and experience in those areas, but aren't actually lawyers. And so don't have the specific training to provide that advice. Also, the insurance related to that, and also have an obligation in law to cover all aspects of it. So sometimes when you speak to a non-legal expert around a process, they just give you their insight, and it doesn't quite cover everything. Now, and that can be a problem for particular individuals. Now, oftentimes people it won't affect many people, but if you're the one person who because this was missed, that affects my outcome, that you individually would feel very underwhelmed by that outcome.
Yes, indeed. And of course, underlying the point too, Pete, that it is important to feel you're being listened to. You have a commitment to serving the veteran community through your legal work. How does that, just on a personal, is this a satisfying thing? I guess it must be frustrating in some ways when you understand that there is a lot of work to be done out there, but it must engage you to know that you're helping the veteran community.
Absolutely. As the process goes on, and unfortunately it is a lengthy process from start to finish. So there are numerous hurdles that you have to navigate throughout the process on behalf of the client. But when you do get to the end and the positive result is achieved, which it is in the vast majority of cases, when our team get to make that call to the veteran, it's incredibly rewarding to deliver the news that we've, achieved what we hope for, and sometimes even better than that. It is a much more rewarding outcome than anything else I've ever been involved with in my career.
Yeah, and it must give you, not being involved in the legal process myself, but obviously it must give you a great deal of satisfaction to know at the end of the day that you're assisting people. And look, without wanting to be too heavy about it, this process can endanger the health of individuals if they feel they're not being taken care of. It must help you psychologically as well, not only to be doing the job, but to know that you're helping others.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Royal Commission highlighted the statistics around veteran suicide and in many cases whilst trying to navigate the compensation process. So any difference we can make there is obviously positive and yes, incredibly rewarding.
Indeed. Who's the team at Victoria at Veteran Legal? Veteran Legal. We're speaking with CEO of Veteran Legal, Pete Thelwall. Who's the team? Is it a small team or what? Big.
It's a rapidly growing team. Like I mentioned before, the demand has probably never been higher for our services, and we are very conscious of, like I mentioned before, the time it takes from start to finish. Now, a lot of that time is out of our control because there's processing time at DVA, and also takes time to get some of the tests and imaging and various doctor reports completed, and we can't 100% control all of that. But what we do want to make sure is that we keep the time we take on our processes to a minimum, because we can control that aspect. So we're rapidly growing our team. We have advocates, former RSL advocates on our team who provide a lot of great insight to the rest of the team from their lived experience assisting veterans over a number of years. We have various trained medical staff and nurses and other medical professionals in team who initially identify claims both through reviewing service records and civilian medical records of veterans, as well as in-depth interviews with the client to really understand what is impairing them, and then applying their knowledge of service life from their experience and how and make the link there with various conditions and the various factors in the legislation. We have a number of administrators because there is there's an administrative heavy process, in terms of collating all the evidence, lodging the evidence with DVA, responding to DVA correspondence as timely as possible, and then of course the legal team.
Yes, indeed. I too, and I suppose obviously with veterans and your experience, veterans are not particularly good. Not all of them, but as a general, a lot of veterans aren't particularly good at asking for help or assistance because they feel they've served their country and that's that. How do you, what message would you give to veterans listening, Pete?
The main message would be that we completely understand where they're coming from. We understand we've got a lot of veterans in our leadership team. We have a lot of our team are partners of or spouses or family members of veterans. So we really do understand the unique challenges the veterans face in terms of their how what would have happened in their service, what the culture is like within the ADF. And then the challenges they face following their transition. And we do everything we can to assist them to open up to us and let us assist them, always being mindful of that challenge that you mentioned, that that's not necessarily where they're starting from. And so sometimes it takes some time with a lot of compassion to tease that out of them. And we have processes, of course, where which are relatively linear, that need to take people through a standard process, but we are very mindful that we don't necessarily have to follow that in a direct line as long as we get there in the end.
Yeah, well said too, Pete. Well said. And Veteran Legal, with a commitment to serving the veteran community and with a lot of help there with their lawyers, advocates, veteran doctors through the entire process to make it easier for veterans seeking assistance. How do veterans get in contact, Pete?
Well, we in the all the traditional media channels we access, so social media through our website, through all the search engines. We've got numerous channels of engagement, but yes, any phone call or social media inquiry, we'll be able to respond to that.
Have you got the web address?
Yes, yeah, so it's veteranlegal.com.au, veteranlegal.com.au.
Okay, so that's veteranlegal.com.au to get in touch with the team there at Veteran Legal, who are doing an amazing job. And of course, it's our role as a magazine and podcast series, Pete, to embrace the veteran community and any news that may assist them in helping get through what can be, for a lot of people, a rather strenuous time. And we thank you very much for being involved in this and have seeing the light enough to have it created in the first place. And thank you from on behalf of the veteran community for that, Pete.
That's very nice of you to say so. And when the thanks we get from our veterans are really the real reward. We don't really have to ask for testimonials because they come very freely, and that's like I mentioned before, the real satisfaction in the work is when we deliver that good news, the thanks we get, not just for the outcome, but for the way we handled it for them, is helps us to keep going and try and help more people.
Yes, how wonderfully said, and it's a great thing you're doing once again. So thank you very much, Peter Thirlwall, CEO of Veteran Legal, for being on the Last Post radio show, and we must chat again. Thank you once again, Pete.
Thank you, Greg.
Listening to Greg T. Ross and the Last Post radio show.